between these two teams. Scotland County, the number one seed. Scotland County, the number two seed. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first up for Scotland County. It'll be Ayla Humphrey, a senior. Abby Curry, a senior. Hannah Feeney, a senior. Emily Dial, a senior. And Elena Whitaker, a senior. For Scotland County, we'll call up Tinley Roberts, a senior. McKenna Eiselman, a senior. Kate Hatfield, a junior. J.C. Morris, a junior. And Sydney Eichelman, a sophomore. Scotland County comes in with a record of 23-3. Scotland County, 22-3. Scotland County, coached by Thomas Kirkland. And Scotland County, coached by Corey Schultz. Both teams have been introduced. We're ready to play basketball from a packed Scotland County R1 High School Gymnasium. As coming up next, after this game, the boys' championship game, Putnam County and Knox County. But right now, first things first, as J.C. Morris will jump center for Scotland County, Elena Whitaker for Scotland County. Of course, Scotland County, all seniors with those pink tennis shoes dressed in their home white. Scotland County in their road maroon uniforms. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by Scotland County. Hannah Feeney with the basketball. Scotland County comes out man-to-man. Give it to Elena Humphrey between the two circles, guarded by Tinley Roberts. Now Whitaker on the left side of the circle to Humphrey. He takes it inside the arc on the left wing, tried to get it back out to Dial, and the pass slapped out of bounds by Morris. So it'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Elena Humphrey will, or Ayla Humphrey, will inbound. Gets it to Anna Feeney. Feeney between the two circles. Now Curry has it on the right wing. Out pops Whitaker top of the key to Humphrey between the two circles. Whitaker top of the key. Now Feeney give and go inside. Try to find Dial. And the ball slapped out of bounds by Morris, but last touch by Dial. So now J.C. Morris will inbound to Sydney Ashelman. Back to Morris. Morris picked up by Feeney. Morris brings it across the timeline, gives the ball to Roberts in the center circle. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Roberts dribbles down into the right corner, gets it inside. Ashelman puts up the shot, missed it, but through the foul. And the foul is going to be on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up her first foul. And McKinley Ashelman will go to the line to shoot two shots. Yes. First shot on the way. It's no good. Still no score. We're 45 seconds into this girls' championship game. As Ashelman eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Schuyler County draws first blood, 1-0. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. She's picked up by Sydney Ashelman. Gives it to Curry on the right wing beyond the arc. Curry in a double team. Looks for somebody. Gets it inside. Try to get it to Whitaker and stolen away by Scotland County. As Morris will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Feeney. Morris tried to give the ball to somebody. Now it's kicked around all over the place. Picked up on the right wing, finally by Roberts. Roberts rolled over with it, and they call it for the travel. So Ayla Humphrey on the far sideline will inbound to Feeney. As Feeney across the timeline, picked up by Sydney Ankleman. Jill dribbles to the left wing, gives it to Whitaker, left side of the circle, give and go back to Feeney, free throw line. Now Humphrey on the right wing beyond the arc. Feeney in the right corner, trying to get him inside, dialed and stolen away by Ashelman. Gets it to Roberts, puts the shot up, missed it, and off of the rebound, Emily Dial. As Dial gives it to Feeney. Feeney, long pass to Whitaker off the glass, got it. Elena Whitaker wide open, and it's 2-1. Scotland County with the lead. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline, she's picked up by Feeney. Around the top of the key, the left side of the circle. Now J.C. Morris for three, no good. And Whitaker off the rebound. Whitaker gives the ball to Feeney. Feeney to Curry for three on the way, no good. And Roberts off the rebound. Finley Roberts with the basketball. Looks over to Coach Thomas Kirkland. They're on the visitor's bench. As Roberts, between the two circles, gives it to Morris on the left wing. Morris down on the left baseline, lost the handle, or gives it underneath to Roberts, or Ashman put up a reverse layup, no good. Morris comes off with the rebound, a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Abby Curry. So Abby Curry picks up the foul, and J.C. Morris will go to the line. She'll shoot a pair. 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. First shot up, missed it. 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. 2-1, Scotland County with the lead as Morris looks for her points of the ball game. Shots up and missed it. Abby Curry off the rebound to Feeney. That's Feeney. Brings it across the timeline, picked up by Sydney Ashelman. Dribbles to the left wing. Now Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey ball high above her head, back to Feeney. Out pops Dial, top of the key to Feeney on the left wing. Feeney inside the arc, gives it back to Humphrey. Now Dial has it between the two circles. As Dial gives it back to Humphrey in the center circle. Humphrey directs traffic, back to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney, right side of the circle to Curry. Underneath it goes a Whitaker off glass. Got it. Nice empty pass by Curry. Now, Draylen Wilson will check in. And J.C. Morris will set down. Also, Paige Bishop will check in. Abby Curry sets down. So, brace you by Scotland County. 4-1. Scotland County with the lead. Sydney Ashelman with the basketball. Runs it across the timeline. Tried to find Hatfield. Down and away. Then picked up by Roberts. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Roberts. So it'll be Ayla Humphrey to inbound. To Feeney. That's Feeney. Will bring it across the timeline. Finds Humphrey on the right wing. Bounce pass to Feeney in the right corner. Feeney guarded by Sydney Ashelman. Drives the baseline. Gives it to Whitaker. Puts up the shot. No good. And Sydney Ashelman off with the rebound. Gives a long pass. Trying to find Wilson. And stolen away by Humphrey. Back to Feeney. Feeney to the right wing to Bishop. Underneath a lob. Whitaker put up tried to put up a shot. Rejected by Hatfield. And Wilson comes away with it. Wilson across the timeline. Looks for somebody. And had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. At least shot a basketball. That's what Scotland will do to you. You take it down and get trapped on the sideline and no place to go. So Roberts will inbound on the far sideline as Roberts looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Ashlyn Laws now in the ball game on the right wing. Laws looks inside, gets it over to Wilson. Little 10-footer, no good. And the rebound, Laws taps it back out to Roberts. Roberts gets it in on the block. Shots put up. No good by Ashelman. Rolled off the front edge, and Feeney over the rebound. Gets it ahead to Dial. Dial cut off on the left block. Gets it back to Feeney on the left baseline. Gets it inside to Doster. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on the floor. Let's see who's going to pick it up. And it'll be on Ashelman Laws. So Laws picks up her first foul. And now Ayla Humphrey will check out. Abby Curry checks back in. Hannah Feeney underneath her own basket inbound. Feeney gets it to Bishop. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Paige Bishop with three. And it's 7-1 as Traylon Wilson with the basketball. Cut off on the right baseline. Bounce pass to Roberts in the right corner. Kicks it back out. Ashelman top of the key. And Ashelman just threw it out of bounds. So a turnover, Scotland County. Scotland County, well, was a touched. Evidently, it was. It'll be Scotland basketball. J.C. Morris will check back in. Sydney Ashelman will set down. So Tinley Roberts will inbound on the near sideline. Wait for everybody to sit. Now Roberts has the ball. Looks for somebody. Gets it in to Laws in the left corner. Laws in a double team. Gets it inside to Ashelman. Ashelman falls down with it. Picked up by Curry. Curry to Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline. 7-1, Scotland with the lead. Dial has it at the top of the key. Dial looks for somebody. Finds Doster on the right side of the circle. Doster to the left side of the circle. Now Curry for three. No good. Paige Bishop with the rebound. Her putback, no good. and J.C. Morris off the rebound. As Morris gets the ball to Roberts. She's guarded by Feeney. Roberts gives the ball down on the baseline to Laws. Puts it up, no good. Got it back, lost it. And Paige Bishop saves it inbound. Gets it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Bishop in the left corner. Little running 10-footer in and out, no good. Foul, and Paige Bishop will go to the line. The foul's going to be on Traylon Wilson. So Wilson picks up her first foul. And now Scott County wants a timeout. 2:17 left to play in the first quarter. It's Scott County 7, Scott County 1, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Have you tried online banking? With online banking at Community Bank of Memphis, you can access your account information any time of day or night from anywhere you have access to the internet. Check account balances, view transactions, or transfer funds between accounts. Online banking is convenient and easy to use. To learn more about the benefits of online banking, stop in or give us a call. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, girls' championship game, and 2:17 left to play in the first quarter. It's 7-1, Schuyler County with the lead, and Paige Bishop will be at the line to shoot two shots. She has three, looking for four. First shot up, got it. 4 points for Paige Bishop, 7 points, Schuyler County lead. As Bishop with four, looking for five. Isaac fires it and got them both. 5 points for Paige Bishop. Skyler with the basketball. Tinley Roberts, guarded by Ayla Humphrey, will bring it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. She'll give it on give and go to Ashman. Now Laws puts up the shot, missed it. There's a foul, and Ashman Laws will go to the line to shoot two. As the foul is going to be on Elena Whitaker. So Whitaker picks up her first foul, and Ashland Laws at the line. First shot by Laws is up, no good. Right now, Schuyler County can't buy a basket. As Kate Hatfield will check back in, McKinley Ashland and Tinley Roberts both check out. Sydney Ashland checks back in. So Ashland Laws, Isaac. Fires it, and high off the heel of the rim, no good. And Ayla Humphrey off the rebound, gives it to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, finds Bishop. As Bishop lost a handle on the basketball, picked up by J.C. Morris, and they're going to call Morris for the travel. So Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Now gets it inside the dial on the left block. Kicks it back out to Bishop for three. Pinballs in and out, no good. Kate Hatfield with the rebound. To J.C. Morris, and now Sydney Ashelman. As Ashelman will be picked up by Ayla Humphrey. Bounce pass to Hatfield, and Hatfield had the ball slapped away. Now she gets it back, gets it to Wilson in the left corner. Wilson gives it back to Morris, and Morris will bring it out top of the key. Sydney Ashelman will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. But through the foul. Abby Dawson gets set. The foul's going to be on Elena Whitaker, and that's her second. So Dawson will be coming in as Sydney Ashman at the line to shoot a pair. Trying to get Skyler off that one, Mark, and missed the first one. So Abby Dawson will check in. Elena Whitaker sets down with two personal fouls. 9-1, 8 points, Scotland lead, 1:26 left to play in the first quarter. As Ashelman, Isaac fires it, got it. 1 point for Sydney Ashelman. Now McKinley Ashelman will check back in, and Traylon Wilson will set down. So Emily Dial will inbound to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney directs traffic as she walks across the timeline, gives it to Humphrey. On the deep right wing, the Feeney left wing, Paige Bishop. Dial in the left corner. Now Bishop left wing inside to Doster. Back to Dial, drives the baseline. Kicks it underneath to Doster, put up the shot, missed it, but she was fouled. Foul's going to be on Sydney Eichelman. So Eichelman picks up her first foul, fourth or third team foul against Conner County. So Abby Doster, first shot up, missed it. 107 left to play in the first quarter. That's Doster. Eyes it, fires it, and off the heel of the rim, no good. Laws comes off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up the foul. That's her first. 15 foul against Collin County. That's Morris. The inbound from Lady Rams. Gets it into Eichelman. That's McKinley. Eichelman with a left-hand dribble across the timeline. And now tried to bounce pass underneath to Morris. And the pass goes out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by Skyler. So it's Collin County with the basketball. Ayla Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Under a minute left to play in the first quarter. Gives it to Humphrey. Now Feeney in the center circle. Bishop to Dial in the left corner. Dial gives it back to Bishop. Now Feeney. Doster on the left side of the circle. Doster will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Abby Doster. And it's 11-2. Scotland with the lead. Eichelman. That's McKinley to Sydney. Sydney behind the back dribble against Ayla Humphrey at the top of the key. Now Sydney gives it back to Morris inside to Hatfield. Hatfield inside to Laws. Puts it up, got it. Eichelman Laws with 2 points, 11-4. You can see me in a hurry to the top of the key. Finds Bishop on the left wing, and Bishop lost a handle on the basketball. Picked up by J.C. Morris, and now what have we got? The foul's going to be on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up the foul. That's her first. Now Abby Curry and Elena Whitaker both check back in. Paige Bishop checks out. Also, Doster checks out. 5 seconds left to play in the quarter. As Curry. Now Feeney goes down on the right block. So Curry's going to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Humphrey. Humphrey back to Curry. Now Feeney. Feeney gets it into Whitaker. Puts up a shot. Rejected by Eichelman. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Scotland County 11. Scotland County 4. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Whether you're looking for a home equity line of credit, auto loan, home improvement loan, or commercial loan, People's Bank of Wauconda can help. Each of our bank locations in Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton proudly offers a full-service loan department. Stop in today and visit with one of our skilled loan officers. They'll help you choose the loan that's right for you. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Everybody to Schuyler County Ireland High School in Queen City, Missouri. It's a Class 2 District 6 Girls Championship game. And after one quarter, Schuyler County leading Schuyler County 11-4. Schuyler County will have the basketball to start the second quarter. As Roberts gets the ball in to McKinley Eichelman, now Sydney Eichelman between the two circles, dribbles to the right wing, gives it back to Roberts. Roberts on the right wing brings it out between the two circles, guarded by Hannah Feeney. As Roberts will give the ball to Traylon Wilson on the left wing. To the top of the key to Sydney Eichelman, right wing. Roberts in the right corner. Out to McKinley Eichelman. As McKinley gets the ball. And now, well, a 3 second call against McKinley Eichelman. As she was at the dotted line, Thomas Kirkland says, shoot it. And she was in a triple team, tried to get it back out too long in the lane. So Hannah Feeney with the basketball in the center circle. High post to Abby Doster. Doster looks for somebody. Doster guarded by Kate Hatfield. takes it down to the right block, puts the shot up, missed it, and Abby Curry with the rebound, and it goes out of bounds, and last touch by Scottsdale County. So Hannah Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney looks for somebody. Still looks, gets it in to Curry on the right block, and a jump ball. She's tied up by Sydney Eichelman. Alternating possession stays with Scotland County. Well, a little good back. It's Scotland County's basketball. Anna Feeney again will inbound. Feeney still looks for somebody. Still looks. Now gets it out to Dial on the deep left wing. Right back they go to try, but Feeney tipped away, picked up by Hatfield. To Roberts. Sydney Eichelman with the basketball. Sydney still in the backcourt, picked up by Feeney. Sydney dribbles to the right wing. Now takes it toward the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 3 points for Sydney Eichelman. 11-6, Scotland with the lead in the basketball. Feeney in the right wing behind the back dribble. After Dial on the right wing beyond the arc. Couple of dribbles back to Curry on the right wing. Now Feeney on the right wing. Doster will try a 15-footer. No good. Hatfield off the rebound to Roberts. As Roberts bounce pass across the timeline, it goes to Sydney Eichelman. Sydney lost the dribble. Picked up by Feeney. Feeney will take it right at Roberts. Lays it up. Missed it. And Doster off the rebound. Now Dial will try a three. And she saw that Eichelman coming at her. Left her feet. Didn't shoot the ball. Travel. Gives it back to Scotter County. Wilson's will check out. Morris will check back into the Lady Rams. Full court pressure again by Scotland County. That's their game. As Roberts gets it into Morris. Morris guarded by Feeney. Morris will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Gets it to Eichelman. Now trying to give it inside to Morris. Morris could hang on to the pass. So another Scotland County turnover. 11-6, very low scoring right now. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Dial on the deep right wing. Out pops Doster, top of the key to Humphrey on the left wing. Now Curry on the left wing. Kicks it back to Doster at the top of the key. Doster back to Feeney, wide open three-point attempt, bullseye. And a Feeney, wide open three. 3 points for Feeney, 14-6. Scotland with the lead. Morris with the basketball guarded by Feeney. Morris gives the ball to Roberts. Roberts will drive the baseline. Tried to kick it back to Morris, all the way by Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Now, looks up the official, calls a timeout. 5:20 left to play in the first half. Scotland County 14, Scotland County 6. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road. New merchandise is arriving daily at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, so come on by and check out these February specials. Men's and Mrs. Levi and Wrangler jeans, buy one pair at regular price and get the second pair at half price. Dry shod and muck rubber insulated boots for men, misses, and kids, they're 20% off. Take 25% off gloves, ladies' shirts, tops, sweaters, and jewelry. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 5:20 left to play in the first half. Scotland with a 14-6 lead and the basketball as Feeney gets it in the right corner. Gives it back to Humphrey on the right wing. Back to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney will bring it out at the top of the key. Takes it down into the paint. Runs right into a double team. Lost the ball. Picked up by Laws. Laws to Eichelman. Takes it to Roberts. Off glass. No good. And off the rebound, it's Stacey Morris and Hannah Feeney. Jump ball alternating possession. Stays with Scotter County. And McKinley Eichelman will inbound underneath her own basket. Eichelman slaps the ball, looks for somebody, finds Morris. Morris takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot. They call an offensive foul on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up her second personal foul. Traylon Wilson will check in, and J.C. Morris will check out. As Ayla Humphrey will inbound for the Lady Tigers. Gets it to Feeney. 14-6. Scotland with a lead in the basketball. Feeney inside to Whitaker. Puts it up. No good. Got it back. Tried it again. No good. It's blocked. And Lyles comes away with it. To Sydney Ashland. Behind the back dribble. Across the timeline. Gives it to Wilson on the right wing. Now Ashman between the two circles. Ashman guarded by Paige Bishop. And she'll get the ball to Roberts. Roberts to McKinley Ashman. As she tried to make a move underneath the basket. Knocked away by Hannah Feeney. Down goes Ashman, gets the ball, and they call her for the travel. That's three times that's happened to Scotland County. The defense by Scotland County right now is the difference in this ball game. Humphrey across the timeline. Gives it to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney to the free throw line. 15-foot jumper. Got it. 5 points for Hannah Feeney. And now Thomas Kirkland wants a timeout. So it's 4-5 left to play in the first half. Scotland County 16. And Scotland County 16, Scotland County 6. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we pass on the nickels and dimes. We don't charge our customers for services they should expect from a community bank. Unlimited free debit card use, free PIN changes, free phone transfers, free mobile banking, free online banking, and bill pay. Plus, stop in and ask us about our free checking account that includes unlimited check writing, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Roberts with the basketball. Across the timeline, picked up by Humphrey. Roberts picks up the dribble, gives it to Raynham Small on the left wing. Back to Roberts, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Finley Roberts with two, 16-8. Scotland with the basketball. And the lead as Feeney gives it to Dial on the right wing to Feeney. Inside a double team, Whitaker, Dial for three. Bullseye! 3 points for Emily Dial. It's the Scotland County's biggest lead at 11, 19-8. Roberts takes it to the right wing. Now reverse dribble and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up her second personal foul. As Raina Small will inbound, Kate Hatfield checks back in, and McKinley Eichelman will check out. Elena Small slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Roberts between the two circles, guarded by Humphrey. As Roberts between the two circles, still with the dribble. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, throw it to. Hands it off to Laws. Laws gives it back to Roberts and stolen away by Bishop. To the house, all flash, got it. Paige Bishop just played center field on that one. She has seven. As now, Wilson drives the baseline and a whistle on a foul. And the foul's going to be on Paige Bishop. That's her first. 7 points for Paige Bishop as J.C. Morris checks back in and Ashman Laws will set down. 2:57 left to play in the first half. 21-8. Scotland with the lead as Traylon Wilson looking for her first points of the ball game. Isaac fires and missed it. And Paige Bishop off with a long rebound. Gives it to Feeney. as Meanie bring it across the timeline, finds Humphrey between the two circles. As Humphrey, guarded by Rayner Small, to Meanie on the deep right wing, dribbles the right side of the circle to Bishop between the two circles. Gives the ball to Dial between the two circles. Now back to Bishop to the right wing. It goes to Meanie. Meanie back to Bishop. Back to Meanie. Pass stolen away by Wilson. Falls down. Lost it. Picked back up by Bishop. Underneath the Whitaker. Missed the shot. Got it back. Hurt. Back of it in. 6 points. Elena Whitaker. 23-8. Scotland with the lead. As J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris finds a seam. Takes it to the hook. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Feeney. Goes out of bounds. It'll be shot of basketball. Out of bounds underneath and on basket as Roberts will inbound. Now McKinley Ashelman will check in, and Traylon Wilson will set down. So McKinley Ashelman will inbound. 2:07 left to play in the first half. As McKinley looks for somebody, gets it out to Roberts for three on the way. No good. Hatfield the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And Whitaker flies in there and gets the rebound. Out to Feeney. Feeney in a hurry. Bounce pass to Feeney. Back to Feeney. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But threw the foul on Raina Small. So Raina Small picks up her first foul. Anna Feeney will go to the line and shoot two. As Feeney with five, looking for six. Trying to add to this lead. Shots up. Got it. 6 points for Hannah Feeney. Now Hannah Anders will check in, and Elena Whitaker will set down for a breather. 24-8 is Feeney's second free throw, no good. And Ashton went off the rebound, gets it ahead to Morris. As Morris had the ball slapped out of her hands, stolen away by Humphrey. Quick hands by the Scotland County ladies. Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the deep right or left wing. Now between the two circles. To Feeney to the right wing. It goes to Bishop. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Morris. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Timmy Roberts will check out for Skyler. And J.C. Morris checks back in. So Paige Bishop on the near sideline. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Feeney. Now Bishop guarded by Hatfield. A double team. They get it inside to Anders back to Humphrey. Now Dial another three on the way. No good. Bishop with a rebound. He kicks it back out to Humphrey. Top of the key. Dribbles the right wing. Bishop will try another three. Bullseye. 10 points for Paige Bishop. 19 points. Scotland County lead with 1:09 left to play in the first half. As Morris gives the ball to Small between the two circles. Small guarded by Bishop. Gives the ball back to Morris. Morris takes it to the left side of the circle. Now Sydney Ashelman on the left wing. Gets it inside to McKinley. And McKinley, she leveraged just a little bit too much. Bad pass goes out of bounds. Turnover shot at County. And Raina Small will set down. 51 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Feeney gives the ball to Bishop on the left wing. Now back to Feeney. Left side of the circle to Anders. Back to Feeney. Feeney to Bishop. She'll try another three. This one is air ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scott County basketball. Again, pressure by the Lady Tigers. Morris gets it in to Sydney Ashelman. Sydney will walk it across the timeline and be picked up by Humphrey. Dribbles to the left wing. A whistle and an offensive foul on a moving screen set by Wilson. So Traylon Wilson picks up her second foul. That's the 17th foul. Abby Curry will check in. Hannah Andrews will check out. 27 seconds left to play in the first half. Humphrey on the near sideline gets it into Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Now Humphrey dribble drive inside the arc on the right wing to Feeney. Top of the key to Dial. Gives it to Bishop. The pass was behind Bishop. Goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. Schuyler County in need of a basket. They trail 27-8 as Sydney Ashelman crossed the timeline, picked up by Humphrey on the left wing. skips it over to Moore through three. No good. And Ashman off the rebound, puts it up in the left hand, missed it. Hatfield gets it, puts it up and in. Kate Hatfield at the buzzer. And that's into the first half with the score. Silent County 27, Silent County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free preneed consultation.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. We are halftime of the girls' championship game, and right now it's all Schuyler County, the number one seed, leading Schuyler County here at halftime, 27-10. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Paige Bishop with 10 points. Hannah Feeney with 6. Emily Dial with 3. Abby Doster with 2. Elena Whitaker with 6. For Schuyler County, Sydney Ashman with 3. McKinley Ashman with 1. Tina Roberts with 2, Ashland Walls with 2, and Kate Hatfield with 2. Schuyler County led 11-4 after one quarter. Lady Tigers outscored the Lady Rams 16-6 in the second quarter, and Schuyler County leads here at halftime 27-10. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for down power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too. We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the home of the Class 2 District 6 champion, basketball district championship, and we're at halftime, the girls' championship game with Scotland County leading Schuyler County, low-scoring affair, 27-10. Coming up next, the boys' championship game, Putnam County and Knox County. A little, Cuddy, it's kind of a weird turn of events, as usually it's one and done. But in this case, in Schuyler County's case, if the Lady Rams lose, if Schuyler County hangs on to win this game, Schuyler County boys and girls will play Fayette here Monday night because the final game of the season got snowed out. And as a general rule, you'll say, okay, that doesn't make any difference. Well, this one makes a difference because Scotland County girls finished the season 7-1 in the conference. Schuyler County right now 6-1 in the conference. So if they defeat, if they have to play Fayette Monday night, and they defeat Fayette, they'll be co-champs for this year with Schuyler County, both at 7-1 records. If Schuyler County girls would come back and win this ball game, they would get the Fayette has already said, we will forfeit and not come up there and play. So right now, of course, we still have a half to go, but right now it looks like there will be a game Monday night on CAM, and Schuyler County will host Fayette boys and girls. And again, the reason that's going to be played is because of a possible co-championship, or if Schuyler girls lose, Schuyler County girls would have the outright championship. Also, the sectionals will be held Wednesday night at Hannibal High School in Corp Auditorium. Girls play at 6, boys play at 7:30. So the winner of these two district championships will play Wednesday night, and win or lose, it's 4 of the Big 5. So we're going to be there for both the girls and the boys on Wednesday night in the Class 2 sectional at Hannibal High School. And, of course, you'll hear all of it right here on KMM. If there's a game Monday night again, Schuyler County and Fayette, we're going to carry both those games on KMM. So that's where we stand right now. 27-10, Schuyler County with the lead in control. And I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
At Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we pass on the nickels and dimes. We don't charge our customers for services they should expect from a community bank. Unlimited free debit card use, free PIN changes, free phone transfers, free mobile banking, free online banking and bill pay. Plus, stop in and ask us about our free checking account that includes unlimited check writing, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
Back at Schuyler County High School. As we start the second half, Schuyler County up by 17 with the basketball. As Peeney across the timeline gives it to Humphrey. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Out Bob Peeney goes to the right wing into the right corner, right baseline. Now Humphrey from the dotted line. No good. And McKinley Ashelman comes off the rebound. Gives it to Sydney Ashelman. As Sydney will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Pass, pass to McKinley on the left wing. Roberts on the left wing. Now Morris to the free throw line. Sydney Ashelman for three. Bullseye. 6 points for Sydney Ashelman. 27-13 as Humphrey will bring it across the timeline. Feeney out between the two circles. Out to the left wing. Beyond the arc. Left corner. Inside to Whitaker. As Whitaker. It's fouled on the floor. I think they're going to call it on the floor. And it looks like Tinley Roberts will pick up the foul, and she will. So, Tinley Roberts picks up her first foul as Feeney underneath her own basket. Whitaker in the right corner. Now Curry on the right wing. Now Feeney on the right wing. And Feeney, a illegal pick, I think, set by Curry. Yes, it was. So Abby Curry picks up her second personal foul. Roberts on the far sideline. Gets it to Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Hannah Feeney. Roberts bounce past McKinley Ashelman left wing. Out pops Roberts at the top of the key. Now whistling a foul underneath. Foul's going to be against Scotland County. As they'll call it on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her first foul. On the floor, so Roberts will inbound. Gets it inside to Morris. Off glass, got it. First two for J.C. Morris. A little 5-0 run by Schuyler to start the third quarter. 27-15, Hannah Feeney down the left lane. Takes it right at Hatfield, lays it up, missed it, but Whitaker right there missed it. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. Gets it out to Sydney Ashelman. Sydney Ashelman in the center circle. Now pass to McKinley. At McKinley, Ashelman on the left wing. Morris between the two circles of the right wing to Roberts inside the Hatfield. Hatfield, one dribble off. Glass got it. Kate Hatfield with 4-7-0 run by Schuyler County. 27-17. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. And Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's Schuyler County 27, Schuyler County 17. Back in a minute. This is KMAM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Hannah Feeney in front of the scores table. Inbounds to Humphrey. Humphrey at the timeline. Bounce pass to Feeney. Now dial on the left wing beyond the arc. Feeney between the two circles. Now Humphrey between the two circles to Feeney. Dial. Quick three on the way. Bullseye. 6 points for Emily Dial. 30-17. Scotland with the lead. It's Morris across the timeline. Ashman gives it back to Morris on the give and go. Puts it off glass. Got it. 5 points for J.C. Morris. 30-19. It's Feeney. Gets it ahead to Curry on the right wing. Curry keeps it back out to Feeney. Humphrey. Now Dial in the left corner. Dial out of a double team. Feeney 15-footer on the way. Missed it. And rebound comes out to J.C. Morris. Gets it ahead to Roberts. Roberts waits for help. Puts the ball on the floor between the two circles. Eichelman has it on the left wing. Now Sydney thought about the three. She gives it back to McKinley off glass. Missed it. And Elena Whitaker off the rebound. Whitaker gives the ball to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. In the center circle, Humphrey to Feeney. As Feeney holds up a couple of fingers, directs traffic. Now Feeney will take it to Humphrey in the right corner. To Feeney, deep right wing. Feeney, right side of the circle, gives it to Dial on the left wing. To Feeney on the left wing. Skips it across to Humphrey, deep right wing. Now Feeney gives it to Curry. Try to get it inside. Whitaker battled away by Hatfield. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball as Laws will check in. Sydney Ashelman will set down. 30-19. Scotland with the lead in the basketball. Anna Feeney between the two circles. Schuyler County goes to a 2-3 zone. Finds Dial in the right corner. Feeney on the right wing, guarded by Morris. Lost the ball, now picks it back up. Dribbles around the top of the key. Finds Whitaker. Inside, and Whitaker walked with it. He was guarded by Laws and took too many steps. Brayshaw by Scotland County as Morris will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Hannah Feeney. Morris to the left wing in the left corner. McKinley Ashelman gets it back out to Roberts. Now free throw line. It's put up by Hatfield. Got it. 6 points for Kate Hatfield. 9 points. Scotland lead, 30-21. And Scotland County wants another timeout. 3:39 left to play in the third quarter. It's Scotland County 30, Scotland County 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
3:39 left to play in the third quarter. Girls' championship game from Schuyler County. Scotland County leading 30-21 with the basketball. Paige Bishop gets it to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Humphrey between the two circles. Humphrey still with the dribble back to Feeney on the deep left wing. Feeney dribbles the left baseline. Gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker lost the ball. She's tied up by Ashelman. And alternated possession. We'll go back to Scotland County as Sydney Ashelman checks in, and J.C. Morris will set down. So, now Whitaker will check out, and Doster checks in for Scotland. Sydney Ashelman with the basketball. Gets it down to Wilson. Bad choice. Stolen away by Bishop. To Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Dial. In the right corner, inside the arc. Now Bishop on the right wing. Duke, Hale Humphrey puts up the shot on the right lane. Missed it to do the foul. And the foul's going to be on McKinley Ashelman. So McKinley Ashelman picks up the foul. Hale Humphrey at the line. Looks for her first points of the ball game. As Humphrey will shoot two. First shot up. Missed it. 30-21. Scotland up by 9. 3:07 left to play in the third quarter. Humphrey. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 10 points, Scotland County lead, 31-21. Here comes Eichelman. Eichelman on the right side of the circle to Hatfield. Off glass, missed it. And a foul's going to be on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up her first foul. Kate Hatfield will go to the line to shoot two shots. She has 6 points, looking for seven. Shot up, missed it. Neither team doing very much at the free throw line. McKinley Eichelman checks out. Morris checks back in for Skyler. And it's Hatfield. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 7 points for Kate Hatfield. Racing by Skyler County. Feeney in the backcourt to Dial. Back to Feeney. Now they give it to Humphrey. Stolen away by Laws. Laws gives it to Sidney Eichelman. Waits for help. Bounce pass to Morris. Morris between the two circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives it to Sidney Eichelman. Underneath to Laws. Put up a shot. Missed it. Hatfield gets the rebound. Puts it up. Got it. 9 points. Okay, Hatfield. 7 points. Scotland lead. With the basketball, Hannah Feeney. Feeney sees an opening. Kicks it out. Bishop for three. No good. Airballed it. And Laws comes away with it. A whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Laws or Doster. It's going to be on Laws. So Ashland Laws picks up the foul. And Abby Doster will go to the line to shoot a pair. As Doster with two looking for three. Eyes it. Fires it. Got it. 3 points for Abby Doster. Back to an 8-point Scotland County lead, 32-24. 2:21 left to play in the third quarter. As Doster eyes it, fires it, and missed it, and Laws off the rebound. It's about to Sidney Eichelman. Sidney gets it inside to Morris. Morris brings it back out in the right corner. To Eichelman, to Morris. Gets it inside to Hatfield. Hatfield kicks it back out to Eichelman. Eichelman takes it down in the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. That's due to the foul. The foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey, and that's her third. So three fouls on Ayla Humphrey. And Sidney Eichelman at the line. She has six, looking for seven. Shots up. Got it. 7 points, Sidney Eichelman. And Hatfield will step down. And McKinley Eichelman checks back in for Skyler. So Sidney Eichelman, seven, looking for eight. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And rebound tipped around. And Doster and McKinley Eichelman tied up. It'll be a jump ball. It'll be Scotland basketball. A little pressure by Schuyler County. A.L. Humphrey will inbound to Dial. Dial gives it to Feeney. Feeney dribbles in and out of a triple team to the right wing. Gives it to Bishop out of double team on the right wing. Now Feeney in the right corner, inside to Doster. Doster kicks it back to Bishop on the left wing. Dial top of the key to the right wing, goes to Humphrey. Now Doster, right side of the circle. Doster in a double team, put up a shot and missed it. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Sidney Eichelman, inbound pass. She'll bring the ball across the sideline, picked up by Ella Humphrey. As Eichelman, between the two circles, takes it to the right wing and tries to get it inside to Morris. Stole away by Feeney. To Bishop, off class. It's good. Deep foul, basket count, and Bishop will go to the line and shoot one shot, try to complete the three-point play. Now the foul's going to be on as Kate Hatfield checks in. Tinley Roberts checks in. Laws and Sidney Eichelman both checked out. So they call a foul on McKinley Eichelman. That's her second. So Paige Bishop with 12, looking for 13. Shots up. Got it. Off the bench, Paige Bishop, 13 points. Now back to a 10-point Scotland lead. Morris gives it to Roberts. Back to Morris. On the right wing, it goes to Hatfield. Back to Roberts on the right wing. As Roberts bounce fast back to Morris. Inside, try to go to Hatfield, and Norris overthrows Hatfield. Goes out of bounds as Elena Whitaker will check in Abby Doster will check out. 1:02 left to play in the third quarter. 35-25. Scotland with the lead. Frazier by Skyler. Dial gives it to Feeney. Across it comes to Bishop, and Bishop tips over McKinley Eichelman, and Eichelman's going to pick up her third personal foul. Eichelman will check out. Eichelman Laws will check back in. 56 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Humphrey gives it to Bishop, underneath they go, try to go to Whitaker, stolen away, puts up, no good, and Hatfield off the rebound. DJC Morris, and Morris brings it across the timeline. Morris takes it to the left lane, to Laws. Now they get it in to Kate Hatfield on the block. Follow away, Tim Porter got it. 11 points to Kate Hatfield. 8-point Scotland lead. Here comes Feeney. Gives it to Bishop on the left wing. Kicks it back out to Humphrey to the right wing to Dial. Back to Humphrey between the two circles to Dial on the right wing. To Humphrey. Humphrey to the free throw line. Back to Dial. Wide open three on the way. No good. And Tinley Roberts off the rebound. As Roberts gets the ball to Laws. Right back to Roberts with 8 seconds. As Roberts gives it to Morris. Morris takes it into the paint. Gets it into Laws. Laws lost it. And Schuyler County didn't get a shot off. That's into the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 35, Schuyler County 27. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free 2-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Welcome back, everybody, Schuyler County High School. As we start the final 8 minutes, schools championship game, Scotland leading Schuyler County 35-27, and Schuyler with the basketball. It's Sydney Ashleman across the timeline. Sydney picks up the dribble and walks with it. She faked the pass, left her feet, came back down, and it's a travel any time you look, any way you look at it. So Scotland County with the basketball. Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the right wing. Back to Feeney. Feeney kicks it off to Dial on the left baseline. Back to Curry on the left wing. Feeney to the right wing, Humphrey. Humphrey gets it inside to Whitaker. Puts the shot up, missed it. Gets it back. Put up a shot, blocked by Kate Hatfield. To J.C. Morris. Morris will take it to the hoop, lays up the shot, missed it. And a foul, I think it's going to be on Emily Dial. We'll wait and see. Dial picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. And J.C. Morris will be at the line to shoot two. Morris has 4 points and threw up an air ball. So Traylon Wilson will check in. And Tinley Roberts checks out. So Morris with 5, looking for 6. And pinball's in and out, no good. Laws with the rebound. Gets it back to Morris, and Morris walked with it. Wide Laws had it. Well, maybe she didn't realize she was wide open on the block. So Tinley Roberts going to check back in. Still an 8-point Scotland lead. 7:18 left to play. Frazier by Schuyler County. Feeney on the sideline and stepped on the sideline. He'll come back to Schuyler County. Stanley Roberts will inbound. Roberts looks for somebody. She'll unit to somebody. Now, finally gets it in to Traylon Wilson between the two circles. McKinley Ashman inside of the left block. He goes to Hatfield off glass. Got it. 13 points for Kay Hatfield. 6 points, Scotland lead. And with the basketball, pressure again by Skyler. As Humphrey gets it to Dial. Back to Humphrey. Humphrey, long pass to Curry on the right wing. Curry takes it right at Hatfield. Another shot blocked by Hatfield, taken by McKinley Ashman. Ashman across the timeline. Gives it to Sidney on the right wing. Sidney puts up a little 10-footer, missed it. And Feeney comes off the rebound. Behind the back dribble, guarded by Wilson down the far sideline. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Traylon Wilson. So Traylon Wilson picks up her third personal foul. J.C. Morris checks back in. Sidney Ashman checks out. Bishop checks in, and Abby Curry checks out. 6 points, Scotland lead, 35-29. With the basketball is Feeney. Takes it to the right wing. Kicks it off in the right corner to Bishop. Bishop in a double team gets it back to Feeney. Feeney to the free throw line of Whitaker. Right wing, Humphrey to Dial. Back to Humphrey on the right wing. Dial between the two circles to Feeney. Feeney bounce past to Bishop on the left wing. To Dial. Now Humphrey. Inside the arc on the right wing to Dial. Dial back to Humphrey down to 6 minutes. As Dial to the left side of the circle, but then a shot over Hatfield. Missed it, but Whitaker, the rebound, missed it. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense again has been the whole game for Collin County. Roberts on the right wing. Roberts looks for somebody, finds Hatfield. Hatfield had the ball slapped away by Whitaker and stolen away by Elena. Feeney, behind the back dribble, takes it right at Hatfield, puts it up, it goes down, it counts as he fouls. 8 points for Hannah Feeney. Foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. That is the first foul on Hatfield. 16 fouls against Skyler, 15 fouls against Scotland. Free throw up, got it by Hannah Feeney. She has 9. Back to 9 points, Scotland lead. Morris gives it to Roberts between the two circles. Roberts guarded by Bishop. As Roberts gives it to Traylon Wilson on the left wing. Inside it goes. McKinley Ashman puts up the shot, missed it. And do the foul. The foul is going to be on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up her third personal foul. McKinley Ashman will go to the line and shoot 2 shots. She has 1 point on the ball game, looking for 2. First shot by McKinley Ashman on the way. It's good. 2 points, McKinley Ashman. Sidney Ashman will check back in. J.C. Morris will check out. So 2 for McKinley Ashman, looking for 3. Eyes it. Fires it. Got it. 3 points, McKinley Ashman. 38-31, Scotland with the lead in the basketball. 5-10 left to play in the game. Pressure by Skyler as Feeney gets ahead to Bishop. At the top of the key, Bishop takes it down among the trees, gives it out to Whitaker on the right wing. And now Feeney to the left wing to Dial. The left corner, Humphrey. Humphrey underneath the wide open. Elena Whitaker puts it up there. 8 points, Elena Whitaker. Back to 9 points, Skyler lead, 40-31. Sidney Ashman to the right wing, almost walked with it. To Roberts, now McKinley Ashman. Takes it right at Whitaker, puts it out, got it. What a shot by McKinley Ashman. Now tied out on the floor. 4:31 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 40, Scotland County 33. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting, plan a clear path, and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Back at Schuyler County High School, placed here by Schuyler as inbounds pass to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now Bishop in the right corner. Back to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney guarded by Sidney Ashman to the top of the key. Now Humphrey between the two circles to Feeney. Feeney in the center circle. Feeney kicks the ball out to Dial, top of the key. As Dial to Whitaker on the right wing. As Whitaker runs over Ashelman on a whistle and a foul, and they're going to call the blocking foul on McKinley Ashelman. That's her fourth. The four fouls on McKinley Ashelman. Elena Whitaker will go to the line to shoot a 1-of-1. She has 8, looking for 9. Trying to add to this 7-point lead. Her shot up, got it. 9 points, Elena Whitaker. 41-33. 8 points, Scotland County lead. 4:03 left to play. Second shot up, no good. And off with the rebound. Comes to McKenna Ashelman. Ashelman hit the deck. I thought she was going to have the rebound, and she got knocked down, so it'll be need to inbound underneath it on basket. Feeney looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets the ball to Bishop in the left corner. Bishop put up the shot. Little 10-foot jumper and whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on Tinley Roberts. So Paige Bishop will go to the line to shoot 2 shots. Bishop has 13 points, looking for 14. 4 minutes left to play in the ball game. 41-33, Scotland County with the lead. As Bishop eyes it, fires it, got it. 14 points for Paige Bishop. 9 points, Scotland County lead. Now Tinley Roberts will check out. Kate Hatfield will check back in. As Bishop eyes it, fires it, and got it. 15 for Paige Bishop. 10 points. Scotland lead. Schuyler with the basketball. Now Sidney Ashelman will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Ella Humphrey. Now past the Hatfield on the right side of the circle. Gives it to Morris on the right wing. As Morris takes it into the paint, puts the shot up. It's blocked by Whitaker. And now a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on J.C. Morris. And Morris is going to pick up the foul. That's her second. And Elena Whitaker will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. As now Morris will check out. Ashlyn Laws will check back in. Elena Whitaker with 9, looking for 10. She'll shoot a 1-1. Now 19 fouls against Schuyler. First shot up, no good. Laws with the rebound. Sydney Ashlyn. Rolls up between the two circles. The Laws now Hatfield top of the key. Ashelman between the two circles. Sidney dribbles to the deep left wing. Now between the two circles. Wilson on the right wing inside the arc. Gets it inside to Hatfield. Off glass. Got it. 15 points for Kate Hatfield. 8 points. Got her lead. Dial with the basketball. Gets it to Bishop. Now Feeney. To Humphrey, to Feeney between the two circles, to 3 minutes. Dial has it in the left corner. Back to Bishop at the top of the key. Bishop gives it to Feeney, and Feeney lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. 2:58 left to play. J.C. Morris back in the ball game. Gets the ball in to Sidney Ashelman. As Sidney will bring it across the timeline. Scotland County has not changed from a man-to-man defense. Now Morris with three on the way. Bounces across the rim. No good. And Feeney off the rebound. Behind the back dribble. Brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Takes it down the dotted line. Now dial for three. That's no good. And Bishop off the rebound. Lost the ball, but it comes right to Humphrey on the right wing. To dial. Now Feeney between the two circles. Feeney. Yeah, bounce past the dial. A little 10-footer off the baseline. Airballed it. And Happy loved the rebound. McKinley Aishman. McKinley to the house. Lays it up. Got it. 7 points, McKinley Aishman. And now Scotland County wants a timeout. 3:13 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 43. Scotland County 37. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMAM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia.
The current price of scrap is $120 a ton.
2:13 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 43, Scotland County 37. Scotland with the basketball. Place here by Skyler. Humphrey gets it in the dial. Back to Humphrey. Humphrey down past to Feeney, guarded by Sidney Eisenman. Feeney down the far sideline, now out to the middle. Gives it to Dial in the left corner to Humphrey. Back to Feeney between the two circles, under 2 minutes. As Feeney to Humphrey. Humphrey back to Feeney. Feeney in the center circle. And now an offensive foul on Hannah Feeney as she was along the timeline and she hooked Sidney Eichelman. Yeah, I think you're going to call it on. Yep. Foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney. That's her second. Sidney Eichelman with the basketball. 1:45 left to play. Sidney Eichelman across the timeline to Morris in the right corner inside to McKinley. Oh, missed it. Hatfield the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And but she drew the foul. Two wide open shots, and Feeney's going to pick up her third personal foul. As Traylon Wilson gets set to check in. Kate Hatfield will be at the line. She has 15 looking for 16. Shot up, missed it. Schuyler County had two wide open looks at it and missed both of them. Of course, Hatfield was fouled on her putback. So 15 looking for 16 for Kate Hatfield. As Hatfield eyes it, fires it, got it. 16 points for Kate Hatfield, 5 points Scotland County lead. As Wilson checks in, Kate Hatfield will check out. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Humphrey to inbound to Feeney. Feeney guarded by Sidney Ashman, takes it down the far sideline. Now to the free throw line, kicks it out to Dial on the left wing. Feeney on the left wing. As Feeney dribbles out between the two circles, the foul is going to be on Sidney Eichelman. I wondered when Skyler Cuttings was going to foul. Of course, Hannah Feeney is not the one they wanted to foul, probably. Jalen Wilson checks in. Sidney Eichelman goes over and talks to the coach. First one by Feeney is good. That's 10 points for Hannah Feeney. As Feeney eyes it, fires it, got them both. 11 points for Hannah Feeney. 45-38 as Timmy Roberts across the timeline. Scotland up by 7. Morris has it on the left wing. Takes it into the paint as Morris tried to put up a shot and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey's going to pick up the foul. That's her fourth. And J.C. Morris will go to the line to shoot two shots. That's 19 fouls against Scotland County. So J.C. Morris with 5, looking for 6. As Morris eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Skyler County has missed a lot of free throws this afternoon. They'll look back on this one. And they, like Scotland County, very good free throw shooters. Morris chops up, got it. 6 points for J.C. Morris. 6 points, Scotland lead with the basketball. As Dial gets it in back to Humphrey. And a whistle is all going to be on play on Wilson. That's four fouls on Wilson. Stop the clock with 1:09. As Ayla Humphrey will be at the line, she has 1 point, looking for two. Trying to add to the Scotland County lead. As Humphrey eyes it, fires it, and got it. 2 points for Ayla Humphrey. 46-39. 7 point Scotland County lead. That's kind of, Scotland County's made a run in the second half, but Scotland County's kind of held that 6 to 8 point lead throughout. That's Humphrey's second free throw up, missed it, and Wilson off the rebound. Wilson gets it ahead to Morris. Morris to Sydney Eiselman, has it between the two circles. Eiselman gives it to McKinley on the left side of the circle. Now Morris with three, airballed it, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Scotland County basketball with 54 seconds left. Kate Hatfield. Wilson will check out. Kate Hatfield checks in. Humphrey to inbound to Dial. Dial back to Humphrey to Feeney. Feeney down to Whitaker. Whitaker lost the ball, picked up by Hatfield. She saves it back to Roberts. As Roberts, guarded by Paige Bishop, gives the ball to Sydney Eiselman. Sydney gives it to Morris. Inside it goes to Hatfield. Hatfield puts his shot up, missed it, but drew the foul, stops the clock. And the foul's going to be on so Elena Whitaker will pick up the foul. That's her third. So Kate Hatfield is the line to shoot two. She has 16 looking for 17. Shot up, got it. 17 for Kate Hatfield. Back to a 6 point Scotland County lead, 46-40. 33 seconds left to play. Hatfield, second shot up. It's got them both. 18 points for Hatfield. 5 point Scotland County lead. As Hatfield checks out, Lena Small will check in for the Lady Ram. Humphrey gets it in to Feeney. Feeney dribbles out of a double team. To the middle of the floor, gets it ahead to Dial on the left wing. Now Feeney on the left wing, and she is fouled by Sydney Eiselman. As Eiselman picks up her third personal foul. 25 seconds left to play. As Feeney on the day has 11 points, looking for 12. Feeney eyes it, fires it, got it. Cool as a cucumber is Hannah Feeney. 12 points for Feeney. Back to a 6 point Scotland County lead. Shot up. Missed it. And off the rebound, J.C. Morris gets it out to Roberts. Ahead it goes to Wilson. As Wilson takes it to the hoop, lost the ball. And now it's a jump ball between Ayla Humphrey and Taylor Wilson. And alternating possession back to Scotland County. And the Lady Tigers are going to win their third district championship in a row. As Whitaker has the ball left on the circle to Feeney, down to 9 seconds. Feeney, they get it down to Bishop, underneath to Whitaker. She won't shoot it, and that's the end of the ball game. And Scotland County wins it, 47-41. And a typical Scotland County, Schuyler County ball game as the Lady Tigers win their third straight district championship, 47-41. Back you up. This one up in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. It's the final in a girls' championship game. Scotland County wins their third district championship in a row by defeating Schuyler County 47-41. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Scotland County. Paige Bishop off the bench at 15 points. Ayla Humphrey with two. Anna Feeney with 12. Emily Dial with six. I had her down to three, but 6 points for Emily Dial. 2 points for Abby Doster and nine for Elena Whitaker. For Schuyler County, Sydney Ashelman with 7 points. McKinley Ashelman with seven. Tinley Roberts with two. Ashlyn Laws with two. J.C. Morris with six. And Kate Hatfield with 17. Schuyler County led 11-4 after one quarter. And led 11-4 after one quarter. In the second quarter, Scotland outscored Schuyler 16-6. Scotland led 27-10 at the half. But in the third quarter, Schuyler County started to make a run as the Lady Rams outscored the Lady Tigers 17-8, and Schuyler had pulled within 35-27. In the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Scotland 14-12. Wasn't quite enough as Scotland County wins it 47-41. So Scotland County girls win the Class 2 District 6 championship, and they will play Cairo Wednesday night at Hannibal High School in the Class 2 sectional. You'll hear it on KMEM. Then Monday night, we'll have a couple of ball games for you on Monday night right here at Schuyler County, as Schuyler County will host the Fayette Falcons in their final regular season game. And that'll start at 6 o'clock. But since it's district time, I'm going to read the seniors for Schuyler County playing basically their last game as a Lady Ram. It'll be Kyra Cullors, Traylon Wilson, Timmy Roberts, and McKinley Ashelman. Four mighty fine young ladies who have represented Schuyler County and Ram Nation very well for their last 3 or 4 years. So, again, Traylon Wilson, Tinley Roberts, McKinley Ashelman, and Kyra Cullors. Good luck to you young ladies, whatever you decide to do, and thank you so much for all the memories. So, again, the final, Scotland County wins it 47-41. Coming up, the boys' championship, that'll be Putnam County and Knox County, and that game's not going to start for about 30 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, we got you. And tonight's game, or this afternoon's game, has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include
the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center just west of Memphis. And by these Scotter County sponsors, they include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis.